Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned to Hooked on Sonics, your weekly dose of indie rock, post-punk, power pop, shoegaze, noise pop, math rock, post-hardcore, and anything else with loud guitars with you for the next 2 hours. It's your boy, oh my goodness, bringing you the jams. You're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. We're on the World Wide Web at www.cjlo.com. And as always, if you have any requests, 514-848-7471. Email through md-alt@cjlo.com. Or if you know how to find me through one of these online chat programs, you can go ahead and stalk me out and tell me what you want to hear, and we'll put it on here. Another special episode today. We've got Nana, Bethany, old-time Sonics fans and friends. It's like a reunion of sorts in here. And they're going to be playing tunes that they enjoy. Nana's going to telling us about how Nana knows best. And Bethany's going to give out relationship advice to all of you in need. So stay tuned on a very special episode of Hooked on Sonics. And we're going to kick it off here with what was made an official announcement, I think, late last week and early today has been finally confirmed, the full lineup. CJLO is presenting Disorientation in the beginning of September for all you orientation kids. It's our own little take on the orientation festivities, and the biggest thing is the final event, which is the large show at La Nationale September 23rd. Little Scream, Kurt Vile, and of course the headliners, one of my all-time favorite bands, Superchunk, and we're going to go here with the track from way back, and all the way back to 1991, their second album, No Pocky for Kitty. This is Throwing Things, a great, great, great song on Hooked on Sonics, CJLO.
Time to see.
jams. That's what we promise here on the show. Oh, whoops. There we go. Now I got you on.
Hello.
How you doing there?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. We have Nana on the air with us.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hope so well. This is the first time you've been on air in how long now?
Actually, in Austin, I was on air a few times, so maybe a couple years?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So Nana's in town.
Visiting Omar.
High five and Montrealers all abound.
Yes.
And let's just kind of talk about what we played there. Our track from way back, going all the way to 1991, off of a great album, No Pocky for Kitty, produced by engineered by Mr. Steve Albini. I always have to stipulate that, because I'm a nerd that way.
You know your music, right?
Someone's got to host a show. the song Throwing Things, which I guess is a fan favorite, and they have an acoustic version of that song, and the closest I ever came to seeing Superchunk live was seeing Mac perform some Superchunk songs acoustic last year at CMJ when they were doing a book signing. Mm. And he played that song, and a girl in the bookstore started crying.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Tears.
You know, you should ask them to play that song on the 23rd.
I'm hoping they will. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping they will.
Maybe they'll give a shout out to you.
Doubt it. I'm just being real here. So, like we mentioned at this show, Nana's going to play some selections that she thinks are great. And I think your favorite record so far of the year or something.
Pretty
like that?
Pretty much. And it's going to be a little bit different because there's a lot of electronic stuff. So I hope that's okay.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
We kind of have our foot in everything. Loud guitars is our specialty.
Got it.
But we...
You branch out.
We tap shoulders here and there with everybody else.
I figure.
That's what we do.
You seem to be a man of discriminating taste.
I prefer the word discerning.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, we were trying to. This is gonna be the start of a recurring monthly segment where Nana will call in, and it'll be called Nana Knows Best, and she'll be playing
all the way from Pennsylvania.
She'll be playing what she's liking and what she thinks you guys should be liking as well.
Because I know best.
And I figured, what better way to start it off than you coming in here in person? She flew in specifically to debut this segment.
It was actually kind of amazing. It worked out.
I think it was a grand idea, and I'm glad that CJLO was able to foot the bill to fly you in for this. And
put me up in, like, the West End.
I'm telling you, we'd like to thank our sponsors, JetGo and Hotel Dufour, because they're good people, man. They're good people there.
And
they
also
do as well.
Great, great driver driving me around.
Oh, that guy's awesome. He's got a sweet silver bullet of a ride. In the background, we're hearing music from a great, great, great band who I believe is from Nashville, Tennessee. It's actually a duo. They're called Hammock, and this is their latest album called Chasing After Shadows, Living with the Ghosts. And they're kind of a post-rock ambient band who I guess kind of doesn't really get their due, probably based on the fact that the band does not really do too much publicity. They do not tour at all. In fact, they only played live a few times for their last record, and that was only because Jonesy of Sigur Rós invited them to come to his vernissage.
Ooh.
Of an art exhibit.
Actually, Jonesy, I had something to play from him.
Ooh.
I like that segue.
That synergy. Mm-hmm. That's
it
synergy
worked out,
here.
It worked out.
I'm telling you, this is no joke. So he invited them to come, and they were like, all right, let's figure out how to play our songs live. And that was the first time they played live.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So before then, it was just like jamming.
Just studio stuff.
That's cool.
Two guys playing with delay pedals and sounds and stuff. And it's really, really great. I haven't really heard this record yet in its entirety, so I'm not too sure if there's any songs with vocals on it. Their last album had no vocals on it. The record before that had, I think, a couple songs with vocals. And when they kind of mix this sort of ethereal, Cocteau's Twinsy background music with vocals, it sounds amazing.
I like it. It's very, it actually kind of reminds me of 6 Part 7.
Ooh, good. Well, good call. Look at that.
I know my stuff, people.
Nana
Trust
knows.
Me. Trust me.
Nana knows. So let's continue on here with some music, and what better way than continue with a local band, Land of Talk, who are on Saddle Creek Records in the United States, and I think they're actually on Secret City in Canada. But they have a new album called The Cloak and Cipher, and we're going to hear a song off of this, and I think we're going to hear the title track, which is a lead-off track of the record as well. So this is new music from Land of Talk on Hooked on Sonic, CJLO 1690 AM.
Oh my God.
I like that.
What you can use. I just
listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is a tune we're going to send out to our sleepy head, Bethany. Let's play guitar with Sleep Standing Up on Hooked on Sonics. Got a request here for some Giant Drag. This is UFLMD going out to Paul, Hooked on Sonics, CJLO.
Yeah.
kind of ends abruptly. Giant Drag going out to Paul from A Good Day Fair Play with the song UFLMD, and he's a huge fan of, I think her name's Annie something. And he loves that Giant Drag. And I think 2 weeks ago we had Paul on for the first time when he was talking about Autolux with me and Dennis on Autolux Appreciation Day. And and Paul's going to be part of also another monthly segment where he's going to be mentioning what his blog, agooddayforairplay.com, has been digging lately. And we mentioned how Nana's going to have a monthly segment too. Nana knows best.
So you're just spreading the love around.
I'm
dude.
It's what I do. That's you know why? Because it makes my show easier to do that. I call it outsourcing. So we got Bethany in on here too. What's up, baby?
Hello.
How you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
No problem.
So you both are going to have some tunes to play, which is going to be delightful.
Yes, it will.
And
because we are delightful.
Well, as of course. We don't let non-delightful people on the show. And speaking of delightful, Mr. Dennis of Dirty Wick has walked in as well. That is delightful. So before we get into your guys and your set, let's close off here with another little tip of the hat off to Paul of A Good Day for Airplay. And a little tip of the hat to Mr. Dennis, too. Some Autolux. The song Curtains, which is the B-side of the Super Toys 10-inch. And a little high five to Paul for hooking me up with this. This is brand new, spanking music. Autolux, Curtains. That didn't sound right. I don't think it did. But that's all right.
Omar, can I come over to the other side?
Sure.
Stop.
sounds like a Nintendo song.
It does, totally.
I like Nintendo. Who doesn't?
Haters.
Haters gotta hate. All right. Autolux with the song Curtains, the B-side to the 10-inch for Super Toys, their latest single off of their great album, Transit Transit, which will take a few listens for you to get into, but once it gets into you, you'll never want to get it out.
That doesn't sound dirty at
Poor
all.
Poor choice of words.
Not at all. Again.
That's all right. I'm okay with that, with Autolux all up in me. Curtains, the B-side, and we were talking, Anna was actually asking, what have they been up to? Why did it take 6 years for
them
to put it out?
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long ass time.
Yeah.
Fittingly enough, like we were saying, thanks to Paul for sending us that the B-side there. Paul actually sent me a link to an interview with him on LA Weekly, where they're asking the drummer and the bassist and... Both are just kind of saying, well, you know, label problems and, like, other issues. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to get into it. And they finally get to the guitarist. And the guitarist, who used to be in Failure and who's married to Sharon Fu of the Raveonettes. He mentioned that, you know, they had a kid. They got married. They had a kid also, which kind of delayed it. But the main reason was there was 1 year. I think he was saying it was, like, 2006 or 2008 that he calls the lost year.
Oh, God.
Because he just spent time in their recording space fiddling with different found sounds and field recordings and just basically going crazy with like different sounds and everything, to the point where he would submit, you know, demo ideas to the other band members and be like, you know, I know we're a little out there, but this is ridiculous.
That's very Jeff Magnum of him.
Yeah, there you go. So thankfully they got their act together and the record's out, and they're saying that they're already going to start thinking of working on a new album after they finish their headlining tour.
Oh, so they are touring.
Yeah, they're doing a headlining tour. They're going to be in Montreal next Wednesday, and if you're around surrounding cities, I think they're going to be in Boston on the Friday. And if you go to see them in Boston, go early, because a great band called The Dirty Dishes is opening up for them, and maybe later on in the show we'll play a track from them, and they are fantastic. They have a new EP out called In the Clouds that we've been supporting over here. So there you go. Autolux, before that, we had some Giant Drag, which we wanted to send out to Paul. And we're also going to send out to our boy Oscar, who loves the Giant Drag as well, too. Miss Annie Hardy. She's crazy, but, you know, people love the crazies, right?
It is Montreal.
That's how it goes. So, it's time for Nana Knows Best.
So, these are the songs that I've been listening to this year that I love. And a lot of them electronic. I think I'm going through an electronic phase of my life. The first one we're going to start off is with Jonesy, who you guys might know as the lead singer of Sigur Rós. And this is from his album Go. It's called Boy Liliquois. And it's really happy, which is kind of different from a lot of Sigur Rós stuff. So it's not like slit your wrist music anymore. It's like skip merrily through the fields music instead. So, with that introduction,
here's Jonesy on CJLO Hooked on Sonics.
Your eyes. give up the fight, you slow down. Heart rate, we always grow old. He was your light, the world goes and flutter by. He was your light, even though you are. He was your light, the world goes and flutter by. He was your light, even though you are. Electricity wires are gone. Rainbow colors fade into blue. A treasure is mine, shifting from car radio is born. Now you're gone. I'm back to your orbital. Your spirit is friends. Now what goes on? You are.
CJLO Hooked on Sonics, part of our little segment here. Nana Knows Best.
Yeah, so that was my first song. I loved that album. And so I hope everyone out there enjoyed it.
Very different from Sigur Rós.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it? I think he's going on tour again. He's been through the U.S. a couple times.
Yeah, he was in Montreal, I think, in the winter, actually.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to catch him the next time.
Cool.
So continuing on this whole like Scandinavian tip, next song is, I love this album so friggin' much. Like, seriously.
Because you're such a hipster.
I'm a blipster. Get it right, dude. Anyways, so this is Robin, and everybody knows Robin. She had some big hits back in the 90s, and she's come back with this album, Body Talk Part 1, and there's apparently two more, and this is the first single, and this is dedicated to my girl Nicole Mendoza, listening to CJLO from Austin, Texas. What's up? Anyways, this is for you. This is Robin. This is Dancing on My Own.
Nana Knows Best on Hooked on Sonics.
I'm in the Hi. Do you have the mainstream media blues? Are they talking down to you? Treating you like an imbecile? Worse, treating you like an American? Well, try New Media and Politics every morning from 7 to 10, where we give it to you straight. It's not always nice, but we try and take some of the sting out of it with Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, John Coltrane, and a host of other really talented dead people. New Media and Politics, CJLO 1690 on that AM dial.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
It's a dance party all up in here.
It is. I hope you guys are dancing wherever you are. To continue it, so this is from New LCD Sound System, sadly the last album, but this is Dance Yourself Clean from the new album, This Is Happening.
All right, cool. CJLO 1690 AM, Hooked on Sonics. Nana knows best.
Jerk, except
you are an actual jerk and living proof. But sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company makes me want to stay.
dance party.
Sadly, none of us are dancing.
I'm too lazy to dance.
I was doing a head bop.
I'm dancing in my seat.
The head bop? Yeah. That was good enough.
It's kind of hard when you're sitting down.
That's true.
A little bit. Maybe we should all be standing. But anyways.
Like morning
not.
Show jock DJs?
We
do that sometimes around here. It gets you more energetic and riled up about what you're playing. I enjoy that.
Omar, do you ever dance?
No.
I didn't think so.
You kidding me?
It's probably for the best.
Ouch. Damn. So, another selection in our segment of Nana Knows Best.
Yes.
And it was LCD Sound System with Dance Yourself Clean.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about LCD and what that track means to you right now?
I don't know. Oh, I just love it. I love how it's quiet, and then just in the middle of it, the beat just drops. Love that.
Yeah.
But they're touring a bunch because of the fact that they're ending everything. Apparently, they're retiring or whatever. So I'm actually going to see them in like a month in D.C.
I was kind of surprised. They're doing a second leg like already. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe they'd wait, but I want to get this over with.
He wants to get it over with, exactly.
I want to be done.
So he can go back to producing.
I guess so.
Yeah. This is going to be like Jay-Z where he comes out of retirement in a few years.
Oh, totally.
Huge.
Or like Michael Jordan.
That
like
was
Cher.
Bad.
Cher has done like six.
Yeah, she has.
Really?
Final tours.
Yeah, she really has.
Oh my God.
She really has.
I have a Michael Jordan number 43 Chicago Bulls t-shirt when he came back.
Tonight.
Or 45, I think it was.
Isn't
45?
That 42?
Whatever it was. But I have that. I have that. It's red.
Do you have a baseball jersey for him?
No.
That would just
I think it would be kind of embarrassing.
What about Bo Jackson?
Bo knows best.
Remember Bo?
Yes.
Baseball, football. And that's it.
And he was actually good at them.
Was he? Okay.
He was good at both.
He was, unlike Michael Jordan, he was actually good at them.
Yeah. Anyways.
I love how this turned to a sports show.
Yeah.
It always does.
On Nana Knows Best.
On Nana Knows Best, exactly.
So we're going to get into our community calendar, and we're going to come on back with another selection that you had.
Yes. Shall I talk about it, or shall we?
Yeah, go for it.
So next selection from this DJ out of L.A., No Sag Thing, and... his album's called Drift. I saw him open for the XX earlier this year.
Who I think are terribly overrated.
They're good. I like them.
All right.
It's okay.
I'm not saying they're bad.
Haterade.
I'm saying they're boring.
That's what I was thinking as well.
I like them. I think they're good for a certain mood. Mm. Sets a mood.
Sleeping.
Yes.
Anyways. He opened for them. He was great. And kind of reminds me a little bit of Flying Lotus. So
cool.
That we'd listen to him.
All right. I've heard of those. I've never heard anything by him. So this will be interesting. Osage Thing with the song Fog on CJLO Hooked on Sonic, 1690 AM, in this soon-to-be monthly segment of Nana Knows Best.
Hope you enjoy that. There'll be more coming at you every month.
I'm pretty offended that I wasn't also offered a monthly segment.
If you would like the monthly segment of Dear Bethany, it's coming up right now.
Okay.
Wow. All right, so No Such Thing, Fog, sort of Flying Lotus-y. Yeah, I did see
from
that.
From the
there.
Album Drift.
It's good times.
I highly recommend it.
That sounds like good music to listen to in the background.
Yeah.
What?
You know, I really love your new record. It's great background music.
Exactly.
What's wrong about
really
that?
Like one of the most underhanded or backhanded compliments ever. It's all right.
You people and your discerning tastes.
Yeah, you and your discriminating tastes.
It's what I do. Someone's got to discriminate. So now it's time for Dear Bethany. And if you have any relationship questions, hit us online or call us 514-847-471.
I would like to say that I mentioned earlier to my friend that I was going to have people call in and I would give relationship advice. And
yeah.
His response was, are you really qualified to do that?
Ooh.
And I said, no, I am not.
Well, as everything on this show, we're all unqualified.
Well, so. I'm actually studying to be a psychologist so I can help.
There you go. She can feed the answers.
I'm studying to be a spinster, so.
I totally feel you on that, Bethany.
So the first track Bethany selected in her set here off of the Acorns' new album, No Ghost. What's it called? And tell us why you love it so much.
Well, I would like to, are you going to play Misplaced for me, please, sir?
I'm going to play the song that you wanted to play.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I told you.
No, you didn't.
Well, the Acorn were in New York a few weeks ago, and I had the pleasure of seeing them, and this is the song that stuck out to me the most. It was their... All the couples in the audience, this is your slow dance song type song. It was very romantic.
So is this like an opening salvo to all those people in relationships out there on Dear Bethany?
Yeah, I just want people to feel comfortable calling in.
All right, I like this. Opening arms to welcome you in.
Yes.
Here's a little Acorn with Misplaced, which is where your trust won't be here on Dear Bethany. On
yes.
CJLO 1690 yes. AM, Hooked on Sonics.
Thank you.
that binds to your name. It gets my tongue tied and twisted like a snowfall in May. There's just no way.
That was a nice gentle breezy tune there.
You know, I'm starting out slow.
I like it.
And we'll probably continue to be slow. I've realized that as I get older, my taste in music is less and less offensive.
Awesome.
I mean, Omar, when I met you, I think I was probably listening to, The Red Light Sting?
Oh my God, yeah.
And,
I couldn't believe you were
Blood
into that.
Blood Brothers and all that screamy, art. Punk rock.
I remember.
Something.
I was like, "Really? You like this?" I mean, I loved it. I didn't expect Bethany. You know, hee hi. And like,
is that what? Oh, is
no.
that what I sound like?
No, that is not what you sound like, Bethany.
I'm kidding.
It's good to know these things.
Oh, ouch! We've already alienated her. But you were all up in that stuff.
I was, and then I got older.
And you liked MXPX.
God. Okay, when I was 14, I did.
I love it.
The truth comes out.
I'm telling you, hometown heroes for her.
Yeah.
Bremerton. Okay. Bellingham.
Let's talk about something else.
Let's do that. So the next song that you want to play, Cass McCombs.
Yes, Cass McCombs. This is from his album that he put out last year. Mm-hmm. He does have a new one on the way, I believe. He was playing some new songs the last time I saw him.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to that. But this is the first track off of Catacombs, and it's called Dream Come True Girl.
Apparently it features Karen Black. Who's Karen Black? Why does that name sound familiar?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm
all right.
Not sure.
Nobody cares. Cass McCombs on CJLO. Dear Bethany.
You're not my reality girl, you're my dreams come true girl. All the troubles in my past, that took host and passed have only made my immunity strong. You're not my dream girl, you're not my reality girl, you're my dreams come true girl. Thank you.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Hooked on Sonics, in the Dear Bethany part of the show. Cass McCombs, Dreams Come True Girl.
Yes.
With Carrot Black over at the bottom. That was great. That was delicious. So, is there anything you want to say about that song, or it's pretty much said?
I really like that song. It's very nice.
All right.
That's what I would like to say.
Well, we actually have a caller here calling in for Dear Bethany.
Uh-oh.
Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
How about you tell us what's...
What's on your mind?
Okay, well, my wife, she thinks that I love the cat more than I love her. So, I mean, I really love the cat, but every time I show love for the cat, she tells me that, you know, you love the cat more than you love me. How am I supposed to deal with this?
What kind of love are you showing towards this cat?
Nothing weird. Just petting and...
Bubble baths.
Like, cat sits on my lap and you know, sometimes we go shopping together, but that's not weird.
What do you go shopping for?
Cat-related things, such as scratch posts.
And back to the petting, is it heavy petting?
The petting is completely PG. It's completely PG.
13 or?
No, PG, not PG-13.
Well, how about this?
So it's not exactly G petting.
It's not.
No, it's not G petting. It's not like Disney petting.
So there's like parental advisory to some of that.
Yes, some scenes may have mature elements, sort of, but nothing that would show any skin.
Is that
clear enough?
This is my advice.
Okay.
Since your wife is jealous of the cat, you should start treating your wife like the cat. So I would feed her out of a bowl on the floor and then force her to use a litter box.
That's amazing.
That is great advice.
Best advice ever.
That really is. Thank you very much, dear Bethany.
Yeah, you know, anytime.
Okay, well, thank you, and I love Hooked on Sonics.
Thank you, caller. And make sure you tune in for Dirty Work up next at 8 o'clock.
Yes, I will be.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good luck.
Another satisfied caller here. Getting relationship advice here on Dear Bethany.
And the phones are blowing up.
On Hooked on Sonics. Like, the lines are lighting up like mad, so if you want to get in your calling, get it in now. The line is 514-848-7471. Once again, the line to talk to Dear Bethany. 514-848-7471. The line may be tied up right now. What if you get in? Your relationship problems will be untied. On Dear Bethany. You have another selection here that you'd like to play.
Yes, I would like to play a song by the Ravenettes. This is not their most recent album. I really like this album because it is so incredibly poppy, but all of the lyrics for all of the songs are incredibly messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And case in point, this song, I believe, is about somebody who's dying in rehab or something. I forget. I haven't listened to it in a while. But
yeah.
I highly recommend this album.
So the song is called Last Dance. The album is called In and Out of Control.
These are all very romantic songs.
And if you manage to get a call in and talk to Dear Bethany, maybe your relationship will not be having its last dance.
Ooh.
Dear Bethany.
Wordplay.
Unhooked on Sonics. That's what I do. CJLO, 1690 AM.
Save it for me, baby.
Blues song about slowly fading away into death. Happy times with the Ravenettes.
Uplifting hour over here.
I'm Dear Bethany on Hooked on Sonics. And once again, callers, keep on calling in. We're dealing with a lot of these calls off air, but if we got some time, we'll get some of them on air. So keep on calling. That line is blocked. 514-848-7471. We'll try to fit as many of you on air, but like I'm saying, Dear Bethany, she's trying to work out some of these issues with you people off air.
Big and life issues.
That's the kind of girl Bethany is. She's helping you
she's
out.
She's saving lives over here.
I'm telling you.
Saving relationships.
This is not a joke. Saving people's future and helping them out. Like sometimes I'm just really happy that on the show we can actually kind of give back, you know, like that. It's meaningful.
Yeah, I mean,
it's meaningful. I'm happy about that. So your next track here.
So one of my favorite bands of all time is a band called Imperial Teen.
I too enjoy them quite a bit.
Yes, I enjoy them quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So this is actually off their first album, and it's a song called Butch. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know, Roddy Bottom is in this band. He's also was in Faith No More.
Yeah. I love Faith No More. That's my Mike Patton right there. And it's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I gotta
it was
say.
Spot on. I thought
See?
He was in the room.
I'm telling you. But yeah, they're touring too now, eh? Faith No More?
Oh, I was like, Imperial Teen? They just, yeah. Imperial Teen. I'm not talking about Faith No More. I'm talking about Imperial Teen. Don't try to change the subject. No, they toured like 2 years ago when they put out a new album after several years of nothing.
Yeah.
And I saw them. They played on my birthday, and I went to see them at TT the Bears in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, they're amazing live.
They are.
They're a fun, fun band. So the track you want to hear is called Butch.
Yes.
And this is on Dear Bethany. If you have any gender issues, call in 514-848-7471. Butch, Imperial Teen.
You're at a Butch's pink and Butch's blue. He likes strawberries and I like you, 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 I like you.
I like you too.
That one was for you, Omar.
Dear Bethany. Aww.
It was a secret message. I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, Dear Bethany, Hooked on Sonics. CJLO 1690 AM. And it seems to we've kind of shut down the lines here right now because we're being inundated with relationship calls.
Overwhelmed.
Here. Yeah, I think I think Dear Bethany needs a little bit of break, but keep on trying to call in. Our assistant here is ready to take your call, and we might keep you on hold. And we might try to get you on air. We might have a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Your last song, Dear Bethany.
My last song is from a band out of Portland, Oregon, called The Thermals. This is off their first full length, called More Parts Per Million. They're actually coming out with a new album, I believe, in September, which I'm very very excited to hear. Mm-hmm. So this song is called No Coulter Icons. I can't say Coulter. I don't know why.
No Ann Coulter Icons?
No Ann Coulter Icons.
Bam!
Well, that too.
That crazy bitch.
But this one goes out to all you people out there. All you fine people.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening.
Dear Bethany.
Hardly art, hardly starving. Hardly art, hardly garbage. Hardly art, hardly starving. Hardly art, hardly garbage. More colored liquid, no scent, no skin. More stained paper, more parts per million. No new deafness, no self-reference. No cults and no first dance. No what a deal, no what a feel. No to the same, no two with the same name. Hardly art, hardly starving. Hardly art, hardly garbage. Hardly art, hardly starving. Hardly art, hardly started. More color liquid, no scent, no skin. More stained paper, more parts per million. No new deafness, no self-reference. No getting psyched on, no culture icons. No what I deal, no what I feel. No two the same, no two with the same name. No what I deal, no what I feel.
Listener Joni from CHUO has suggested that we send that out to Tenny. She loves that Portland.
And I love that Tenny.
PDX love from Dear Bethany to Lil Tenny. That's what we do here on CJLO and on Hooked on Sonics. We bring people together. And if you could see right now, I'm doing a hand motion of interlacing my fingers and locking them.
I wish that Tenny would get in her car and come hang
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she should have done that. That was a week.
I came all the way to Montreal, and she can't even drive like the 4 hours it takes from Toronto.
So disappointing.
To here.
Disappointing. I don't know. I don't know. What can you do? On top of that, Imperial Teen, I just got a little kickback from Steph, who hosts Tweet Time Fridays on CJLO, and she was enjoying that. So we'll a little tip of the hat to Steph for that. Tweet Time, check it out for all your tweet needs on CJLO. 1690 AM. So back on me playing some jams and hopefully getting some comments from the peanut gallery here on the songs I'm gonna be playing.
Is this gonna be Autolux over?
No, we already
over
played it. We already played
over
Autolux.
And
we
already, over again.
We already did that.
You know what? I was honestly convinced that Autolux were from Canada based on your obsession with them.
Just because they're Canadian does not necessarily mean I'm gonna be obsessed with them.
But because I don't know.
All right.
I just associated them with you and you're Canadian, so therefore they must be as well.
So we had our track from way back earlier in the show, and now it's time for the Hooked on Sonics Hidden Gem, and it's from a band from, I think, Fort Collins, Colorado, who is signed to Sympathy for the Record Industry.
Oh.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
I forgot about that label.
I enjoy this band so much, and for some reason they popped in my head recently, and I was looking online to see what happened to them, and I couldn't find any information, and I only found in a YouTube comment that they apparently broke up. The band was called Mattson Jones.
Yes.
And you were familiar with them. And this is a song called Good Advice, which is what Dear Bethany just gave all
That's
of
true.
You. So you better like, you know, include her in your prayers tonight. CJLO 1690 AM.
Oh dear, what's happening here? Oh dear, I think it's perfectly clear. We'll be right back.
guess we gotta say something around here. Evan, hit it!
What you doing? Chillin', two can't dance, and I'ma get done.
Who you with?
Brian and Evan B and some of their friends.
What we gon' do?
Listen to metal and hardcore music every Thursday 4 to 6 on CJLL.
What you doing?
Hosting Countdown to Armageddon.
Who you with?
Me and Evan B and some degenerates.
What we gon' do?
Play the best in new live music every Thursday 4 to 6, CJLO 6090.
Are you a small to medium-sized business looking to reach a targeted niche audience or student demographic? The CJLO sales team can help. The CJLO airwaves are a perfect place for any business to get their message across to diverse and niche audiences. Our advertising rates are very affordable, and your ad won't get lost in a sea of other advertisements. By advertising with CJLO, not only is your business getting a great value, but you're also helping to support independent media. Reach out to one of our sales representatives today by calling 514-848-8663 or sales at CJLO.com. Or check out our website at www.cjlo.com for other information.
Oh, yes, sir. Ha. Catching the spirit. CJLO.com. All your brothers and sisters out there, you need to listen.
Oh, yes.
Cleanse your soul in the rivers of the internet. Listen to the radio. Woo! Amen.
What better ID to get us to the nearly the break of the fast of the day than a sermon? CJ Low 1690 AM. We had our little segment there with Dear Bethany, and I figure it would be great. Let's really explore who Dear Bethany is.
Oh no!
And a couple years ago, Bethany used to call.
You did not tell me you were going to do this, and now
I'm
embarrassed.
And leave me these hilarious messages.
Let me preface this. At the time, I was working in college radio, and my job was to call stations like CJLO and try to get them to listen to and play certain records that I was promoting. Every Monday, Omar was my first call, and so if I did not hear from him first thing in the morning, everything was thrown off for the rest of the week. And I like to leave messages on the answering machine.
There are 14 of these, and
I know,
a special
did you save
one.
Them?
Oh yeah!
Oh
no! We gotta play
and this was like five years ago.
They're amazing.
I'm
five
excited.
Years ago.
They're amazing in that like people at the station would hear them, and they would seriously think that like, dude, this chick is like crazy. She's like stalking you, because she would leave them purposely like that. She'd like make them sound funny and stuff like that. But like,
it wasn't
people would
purpose,
hear them.
Omar.
Okay. Ooh. The truth comes out on Dear Bethany. So here we go. Let's.
Which one are you gonna play?
Oh, we're playing them all.
No, you're not playing them. Oh my!
Next message. Omar. 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 Yeah. Come back. Goodbye.
That's the original one.
End of message.
That one's not that bad.
Skipped.
It's pretty
Next
good.
Next message. Omar.
I'm creeped out by myself.
Hey, Omar.
This is creepy.
Call me back, Omar. Okay, bye. End of message. Message skipped. Next message.
Omar, I haven't talked to you in a while, since the 12th, and it is now the 21st, so you should call me.
I enjoy how it sounds like she's eating at the same time.
I probably was eating a bagel from, like, Dunkin' Donuts.
End of message.
That one wasn't that bad.
Message skipped.
Next message.
Omar, it frightens me that you didn't call me today, because you call me every Monday in the morning before I call you, and this is the first time I've had to call you in a very long time.
Wow.
What happened? Don't you love me anymore? Why don't you call me, and we can talk about records? Okay, goodbye.
So fatal attraction of you, Bethany.
That one totally sounds like...
I can hear
like,
Doug in the background.
That totally
one.
Sounds like, you know, she's on the phone and she's like holding a knife
I won't
and she's like scratching her
it's
face.
It's fatal attraction. She's
oh,
getting
yeah.
ready to boil your bunny.
Totally. That that bunny is dying. That should be my ringtone.
End of message.
Especially the last part.
Psycho stalker. Way to go.
That's our old program director, Alex Robot. He hosts music for closers on Tuesday, and like he would, that message was, I think, on his machine, and he forwarded it to me. And obviously, at that point, he was like, and this is what it sounded like.
Hello, this is Bethany. Where did you go? Why did you leave? Why are you not there anymore for me to talk to?
Wow.
Omar. Give me a call back. Okay, bye.
And it got to a point now, like, I'm going to admit, it got to a point now where I would purposely not call her at, like, 10 in the morning because it'd be like, these messages are amazing. I need to get at least one a week.
I have to also say... Wait.
Omar, I'm just calling to leave your message, and you should call me back if you have not left. I don't know, you haven't left for New York, I know that, so I don't know why I'm asking or thinking that. Call me back when you get this. I know, we talk about records, and it'll be great. Okay, bye.
End of message.
Hey, it's Bethany. Call me back. I don't know why you didn't call me today. I think it's BS. In fact, I think it's complete BS. I don't even know why I'm bothering to call you right now.
Whoa!
And
yeah.
Message. Hey, Omar, I'm calling to let you know that you're probably eating turkey. In case you forget, I hope you're eating turkey and some mashed potatoes and some babies.
She's doing Cartman there.
Mashed potatoes and babies. Those are the things you should be eating right now.
It must have been Canadian Thanksgiving.
This is Thanksgiving Day, and we celebrate Columbus.
I hate myself.
I love this.
It's Bethany, a pirate, and I'm calling you because you haven't called me yet, and it's like 11:40, and I don't know where you are.
This is the good one.
It's very upsetting, and you should call me.
Oh, that's not
the end of message.
Oh my, Bethany, a pirate. I got a message. I got some records for you for ads. Madison Jones and RoboCop Krauss. Next day, okay? I'm beautiful. Girl.
Oh, RoboCop Krauss. I forgot about that band.
Madison Jones, too, okay. Fitting enough. We just played that.
What are you doing?
I introduced you to that.
Dante meets the charge. You sparkle and meets the charge.
What am I saying?
I don't know. That one was strangely arousing. Next
Wow.
Hello. You think you can just, like, not call me on a Monday morning?
Is this
morning?
The remix
you
one?
You can just sit around and, like, like make eggs and, like, file your nails, brush your hair. You think you can just do that? You think you can just do whatever you want?
Whoa.
You don't have a schedule and a responsibility to start my day? Well, you're wrong. You're wrong, and it's sad. It's extremely sad, and I'm drunk.
That's the best part.
Hi, this is a message for Omar. Omar, you should call me back.
Is that
my
Canada?
My name is Bethany. I work for this company called Pirate.
Awesome.
I think you've talked to me once or twice before.
This is right after Bethany had quit and Canada became my contact there.
And things were never the same.
They never
obviously
were.
Obviously not.
No. I'm really confused and on drugs. 617-354-2000. I have something resembling records that I sent you. You should have one labeled Chris Bapgate. There's one, the White Stripes, you may or may not have heard of. Clorox Girls is another, and Perlene you should have as well. And then I'm checking up for other ones too. But just call me back. I may or may not be in a drug-induced coma. I've tried to call. I love you.
Now, the best one, I didn't play it because Canada actually took it and he remixed it.
Oh.
So this is a good one here.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Saved message.
This is what happens when I don't call some of my reps.
Hello, you think you can just, like, not call me on a Monday morning? You think you can just sit around and, like make eggs and, like, file your nails and brush your hair? You think you can just do that? You think you can just do whatever you want? You think you don't have a schedule and a responsibility to start my day? Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. And it's sad. It's extremely sad. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's extremely sad. You think. Hello. You're wrong. Make eggs and.
He's going to Terminator X on that one, man.
I will never leave you a message, Omar.
They're amazing. I have many more of many other people's that are saved,
oh, okay.
too, and for posterity.
It's not just you.
No, but yours are the best.
Of course.
Yours are by far the best.
Yeah, those are pretty amazing.
I have a 15-track listing, and they're all titled.
What are the titles?
Bethany the Stalker, message one. Bethany the Stalker, message two. I loved it. It was amazing. And it really got to the point where, like, after, like, the sixth message or so, I was like, I'm no longer calling her at 10 in the morning now just because I want her to leave a message like that. They're great.
I had all sorts of notes on you in FileMaker because we would keep... That's how I knew when the last time I talked to you was, is because I would have
a date or whatever. But I used to have notes about things you would say to me while on the phone. And I remember one of them said, today Omar called me an industry whore. And I don't know what it was in reference to or what it was, but I had that note. And I think the first time I talked to you, you were talking about beating people up or something.
I remember that. I was at a barbecue.
Yeah, and I had that note in my file maker for CGLO.
I remember that. We were at a barbecue.
I'm sure it's still there.
And some guy was like, was talking crap with a few friends of mine, mm-hmm. and he was drunk off his mind, and he like pulled out a shovel. And we're like, oh man, it's going to go down. And we're like, all right, I guess we're going to have to throw down. And we kind of were like, he's got a shovel. And we didn't notice, but this other friend of ours was standing behind us. And this guy is like 6'9" and like 300 pounds. And we're like, oh yeah, hell yeah, let's do this.
I think I illustrated that one.
You did illustrate it.
Send it to
you. Did. That was good times. So moving on from the Bethany messages.
Yeah, that was great.
It's time to go to the Hooked on Sonics 90s Classique, where every week we play a 90s one-hit wonder or should-have-been-hit or whatnot. And I figure, what more than a fitting one than a song that I have seen Miss Bethany do karaoke to?
I had a feeling.
The song was a hit in 1998.
Is this why I couldn't find it when I was looking for this album?
No, I couldn't find it in our vault either. I pulled it off the internet. It's from 1998. The album was called Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone? I think they're from Seattle?
Yeah.
And Hometown Heroes for Bethany. Yeah.
She really loved them.
And here's a song, Flagpole Sitter, Harvey Danger, CJLO, Hooked on Sonics, 90s Classique, Bethany style.
Fingertips have memories.
there you go. This week's 90s classic from 1998.
Mm-hmm.
The Bethany Jam du jour.
I believe I was 16 years old when that song was popular. Not to age myself, date myself.
Your past colleague, Mr. Canada of Pirate, has actually sent to me what you had in my folder.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it says, Omar, peanut, accounting, recycler, likes to fight, cheap motels. Omar called me a music industry whore today.
Yes, that sounds about right.
And he's asking the question that I think I'm asking too. Peanut?
I have no idea.
Where does that come from?
I would write notes when I first started to remember what I talked to people about because I had to call so many people and for some reason...
Do you like peanuts? Do you like peanuts?
I mean, peanuts are okay. I'm not, you know... I'm more of a cashew kind of guy.
Mm. Hi, Canada.
But hi, Canada. I wanted to say hi to a couple people that are listening in Washington State.
Go for it.
I would like to say hello to Callie, as well as Summer. How you doing, Summer? Mind your mother. And Abby. And I believe Abe is listening as well.
Abe.
My high school boyfriend.
Awesome.
I hope I just embarrassed him.
Taking a train down memory lane here on Hit on Sonics. Bethany Pickard, this is your life. Well,
what a great life it is.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us, Omar. It's fun.
Nana knows the best.
See you next month.
Dear Bethany, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
I enjoyed it.
It was good.
I enjoyed it as well.
Come on back and let's do this in the studio as opposed to over the phone more often.
Well, if you pay for me, I'm here.
Hey, man, Jet Go. They're flying. They're doing great work for us. And like, we've got to give it up to them. Thanks a lot, guys. Dirty Work is up next. You are listening to Hooked on Sonics, CJLO, 1690 AM.